Yeah, what a fucking good morning, MGTOW, man. It's 4 o'clock in the 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and going to bed, thought, I'll just have a quick wank before I go off to sleep, you know. And you know, I don't think porn is a separate subject. Porn is just people fucking other people, you know. And for the most part, they're sort of willing and consensual and all this sort of stuff. But what I find is that the more people sort of screw around and more how sort of trashy it is and all this other sort of stuff, the more unappealing it is. And, you know, I tend to sort of rotate through, you know, different sort of subjects, you know, sometimes gangbangs, sometimes, you know, cuckold, sometimes fisting, sometimes anal, sometimes head jobs, you know, just to sort of, I don't think anything is particularly fascinating. I just sort of think it's just sort of, you know, I couldn't sort of see myself wanting to be married to someone and having to fuck them every day or two and just doing fucking the same person all the time, year in, year out, for fucking decades, you know. It's just boring. And porn is actually, you know, sex videos is actually really fucking boring. They're dull, you know, and you know, I've only been sort of picking out the ones, you know, the actual women that I find are actually very attractive, you know, like they look good, you know, they look nice and they seem like sort of well adjusted and, you know, having a good time type thing, you know. What's the word? You know, what I found is when I did that sort of story on the Rise of the Jedi, you know, where in that whole sort of fan edit version of the last of the Star Wars series, where Daisy Ridley, was that her name? Who starred as Rey, for that whole entire movie, she was the sexless, titless, cuntless sort of Amazon queen, and for like 2 seconds in that movie, the cloth that usually hung down below her cunt, you know, was actually damp and clingy, and it sucked up all around her cunt, and it just, this beautiful, meaty sort of fuck hole. And I went, yum, that's good. And she's got all the clothes on. And there's been other times in that movie where I looked at her and she's sitting down looking up at someone else or whatever like that. And I thought, God, fuck, I want to fuck her, you know. She's really hot, you know. And, you know, the, oh, God, you know. And it's just, it's not all this nakedness and full-on fucking. It's kind of like if you're, say a little bit, you want to say a little bit more, and then you want a little bit more, and then you want a little bit more, and then you want a little bit more, and a little bit more. And so once you sort of get to that stage where there's nothing to imagine, there's nothing to sort of think about, there's nothing to be sort of preoccupied with, what you're up for is just sort of dullness, you know, and the fact that sort of, you know, Daisy Ridley was just in this movie in costume and all this sort of stuff, and she was dressed in all her clothes. And there was that one little tantalising bit of the movie, a whole 2 seconds of a cunt hanging down between her legs, covered in the fabric, you know. And she went from being this sort of 6-foot-tall Amazonian type thing to being a little woman, you know, to being someone who's probably about 5'6", you know, and the co-stars are probably about 5'8", 5'9", you know. You know, and there was some other woman in the movie that I thought, oh God, she's really nice, you know, she's quite attractive and handsome and sort of very good looking. Like, I don't mean like a sort of, you know, the glamour thing with all the blonde, you know, blonde sort of sandy long locks of hair and all the makeup and the puffed up lips and the eyeliner and makeup and fucking tits and ass and, you know, looking like something out of a Hollywood sort of freak show. She was dressed up just looking nice and clean and tidy, and she, I thought, fuck, she's really nice. She's quite handsome, you know. And, yeah, so, you know. Oh, God, you know, I just wanted to really sort of, you know, I think it's time I maybe got someone to fuck. There's no one I really want to get involved with, though. You know, most of the sort of local women are just repulsive, you know. I don't find women who sit around gossiping and telling tales and I just find it really offensive, you know, just an offensive human being who is a waste of life, you know. I'm just not interested in fucking, you know, cheap, low-yield kind of people that don't have a lot going for them, you know. And, yeah, so the porn's boring. Maybe I should just sort of resort back to sort of, you know, the stuff that I found really interesting when I was, say, 14, 15, 16, maybe just a single sort of static picture of someone who's a nice looking and in a good pose and sort of very sort of female, one of my own species, that's, you know, up there looking good and ready to fuck, you know. Because the porn is just, the video type stuff, it's just crass, you know. Sometimes, a little bit of it can be really boring, but I'm finding I'm just flicking through it, and going, this is such bullshit, and these people are so repulsive, and it's so cheap. And there's not a lot of really good, just genuinely decent sort of sex in amongst it. Most of it's just garbage, you know. You know, where I would just sort of look at it and I wonder, well, all these fucking people, no wonder there's so much venereal diseases about, you know. The relationships are crap, you know. They're just sort of, you know, pigs drinking, eating the swill from the fucking, you know, buckets. There's nothing sort of really wholesome and good there. There's just garbage, you know. It's all fucking boring, you know. One of the things I don't talk, it's not talked about much. Oh, what was that thought that just came and went? You know, yeah, that's the thing, is when there was a very sort of small proportion of women doing sexual videos and all this sort of stuff, it was genuinely sort of exciting, but now that everybody's seen what everybody else does and everybody else is basically doing it, you haven't got, say, you know, say five women in every 1,000 online making sex videos, you've got like, say, 150 women out of every 1,000 online making sex videos, and they all start looking the same, you know, the same sort of things, the same content, the same fucking bullshit, you know. And, you know, so if you have, you know, if you had, say, 20 sort of good, healthy, attractive women to choose from to wank over, you know, like videos, and that was like it, then it'd be a real treat, you know, when another one came along. But because there's like, you know, there's like, you know, 500 million videos of women, or women have participated in it and made some 500 million fucking, you know, sex videos. It's, and they're all doing what each other's doing. It's kind of like, it's the fucking sameness of it all, you know. You know, it's just so much fucking sex videos in huge numbers everywhere that it's just all fucking bullshit. It's just, you know, it's dull. Yeah. Yeah. No, guys.